Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 55th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In verses number 4-6, and Joseph found grace in his sight, in Potiphar's sight, and he served him. Remember, this went on for 11 years. He probably went in washing dishes, I don't know, scrubbing the floors, and the lowest of the lowest, he was on the bottom rung. But Potiphar saw that, hey, this guy's different than anybody else. So he started promoting him in positions in his household because he saw that the Lord was with him. And Joseph found grace in his sight and served him. And he, speaking of Potiphar, made him overseer over his house and all that he had put in his hand. This is interesting, verse number 5. And it came to pass from that time that he made him an overseer in the house, when he made him in charge of his whole household and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessings of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house, speaking of Potiphar, and in the field, even his crops, his animals, everything that Potiphar owned, the Lord blessed it. Verse number 6, and he left all that he had, speaking of Potiphar, in Joseph's hands. And I love this part. And he knew not aught that he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Potiphar had so much he didn't even know what he had. How do you like being in that position? And he had no needs. And the Bible says that the only thing he had ought of or had care for is the bread that only thing he worried, what are you fixing for me for supper tonight? So he just worried about, you know, not how he was going to eat, but what he was going to eat. Was he eating, you know, a nice big prime rib steak, or, you know, you get the idea. Man, he was living high on hog. This guy was, and he knew he didn't keep up with nothing. He entrusted everything he had to Joseph in his hands, because Joseph was the overseer. Matter of fact, the word overseer means to be in charge, to watch over. Potiphar's entire house and even his finances was placed in the charge of Joseph. And notice, God not only blessed Joseph, but he also blessed Potiphar's house. Teaches us a great lesson. Do you know the Lord blesses the unbelievers because of believers in your household? That's why Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, we looked at this a couple weeks ago. I remember we talked about marriage, divorce, and remarriage, about where the believers were saved out of Corinth. And they said, Paul, what do we do? My husband, my wife is an unbeliever. Do we divorce? Do we separate ourselves? And Paul said, no. You stay with your unbelieving spouse, your unbelieving husband, your unbelieving wife. If they are pleased to live with you and they want to stay with you, don't divorce them. Don't kick them out of the house, or you leave, or whatever. Because who knows, maybe your influence on them will bring the unbeliever to the Lord. That's what Paul was telling them in no uncertain terms. And at the same time, he said that household, talking about your children, they will be blessed because of your salvation and all. Your house will be blessed. Even the unbelievers will receive the benefits of God's blessings in your life. Amen? That's exactly what happened to Potiphar's house. God was blessing Joseph. And because God was with Joseph, Potiphar received the benefits. Wow. Pretty good deal for Potiphar. Had so much because of what Joseph was doing. The Bible says that he didn't even know what he had. Couldn't keep track of everything that he had. And then the last part of that verse, verse number 6. Scripture throws this in there because it goes to another scene. So for years, actually this is years taking place in verse 1 and verse number 6. This took place for years. He's in Potiphar's house for 11 years. And he's growing, and remember, he was at the age of 17 when he went into Potiphar's house, just a teenager. But the Bible says that he was a goodly person and well-favored. The word goodly literally means that he was kind, he was honest, Again, I looked at that word, and those are the words that stood out to me as goodly. People looked at him and said, boy, I could see, again, my mind just tracking now. I could see a mama with a girl of eight, getting a marriage age and looking at Joseph and said, boy, I wish he'd get a husband like that. He's a goodly person. He's honest. He's kind. He's thoughtful. That's what means goodly. He was godly, but, you know, if you're godly, you should be goodly. Amen. So Joseph stood apart from everybody else. And not only was he a goodly person, he was well-favored. Preacher, what does that mean to be well-favored? Literally means he was good-looking. He was handsome. The word in Hebrew means he was beautiful. Again, I checked it out a little bit far. You know, there's only two other guys in Scripture who's been described as beautiful in Scripture. Normally, you don't describe guys as beautiful. You know, they're handsome or whatever, good-looking. But the word here for well-favored, literally in Hebrew, he's beautiful. And who, why not? His mom, Rachel, was beautiful. Remember, with Rachel was his mom, and Rachel and Lee, I'm not going to backtrack, but she was a beautiful lady. And a lot of times, I have to be careful how I say this, but beautiful ladies have beautiful children, okay? And it's just because of the genes, the DNA, and all that. That's why all of our kids are beautiful. You have a beautiful mama, okay? And nothing to do with daddy. A little bit. They look a little bit like me. But anyway, it's a picture we have here. And then there's two. I thought it was interesting. The guys who's mentioned about being beautiful. Who's one other? Name one. Who? I thought that would be the hard one. Absalom, and since you mentioned that, Absalom is in Genesis, or in Genesis, 2 Samuel 14:25, and it says this, but in all of Israel there was none to be praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot, even to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. I didn't think anybody would get that one, and Miss Iris, she's a Bible student. Absalom was one of them, that he was beautiful. The Bible describes there was no blemish in him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. That's pretty good, man. He would have been those GQ models or whatever you call those guys out there. He'd been a prime person out there. All right, who's the second one? David. Yeah, but we're talking about men. All right, actual men. Satan was a beautiful cherubim, beautiful, okay, but this is different. Talking about man. David. We find David mentioned in 1 Samuel 16:12. Now he sent and brought him in. Speaking of Samuel, was anointing these boys, and then don't you have more boys? Daddy's name? Jesse. Don't you have more? Yeah, but that old shepherd, he's out there. David. Well, bring him. I want to see him. Maybe this is God's choice. Well, when he came in, he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance. And goodly to look at, little David. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. It's interesting. So just for you Bible students to note, if you're ever on Jeopardy, okay, or some game show, name the three guys in Scripture who've been called beautiful. Now you can name them. Absalom, David, and Joseph, you have it. Okay, so he was beautiful. Let's move on. Now we're in the next scene, okay? He's been there almost 11 years, about 11 years. And it came to pass, 11 years, or almost. Not a date, but you get the idea. How do I know he's there 11 years? Well, after he was thrown into prison, or after that, he was thrown into prison for 2 years. We'll find that later. And then he became head of Pharaoh's household at 30 years of age. When he became second in command of Egypt, he was 30 years of age, still a young man. So you do your subtracting. From 30 to 28, he was thrown in prison about 28 years old.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at www.westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.